Lord's Day. Our Old Testament text is found in Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. Hear the word of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the sky and burnt the sheep up and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three raiding parties and swept down on your camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them and they are dead, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground in worship and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Amen. Our New Testament passage is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 7 through 12. "But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. We always carry around in our body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be revealed in our body. For we who are alive are always being given over to death for Jesus' sake, so that his life may be revealed in our mortal body. So then, death is at work in us, but life is at work in you. It is written, 'I believe, therefore I have spoken.' With that same spirit of faith, we also believe and therefore speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus from the dead will also raise us with Jesus and present us with you in his presence. All this is for your benefit, so that the grace that is reaching more and more people will cause thanksgiving to overflow to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Amen. Praise God, saints. And I'll say that again. I need to know that you're awake. So when I say praise God, you can say praise God back. Praise God, saints. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God is so good. And it is such a beautiful Lord's Day, isn't it? It was just beautiful driving over in the gorgeous sunshine. We just have to keep our coats on a little while longer, but we can enjoy the beautiful sun. Amen. I do bring you greetings from Pastor Rick and Pastor Kelly and all your sisters and brothers at Glenville New Life Community Church. They do send their love and their continued prayers to you this day and all days. Amen. It's good to be a part of the family of God, the body of Jesus Christ, where we can love, support, and pray one for another. Well, I have sermon note sheets. Does everybody have one? We didn't get them? Okay. Maybe they didn't come through on the computer because I had sent them over. But I'll just go ahead because I was going to really have you do some interacting this Lord's Day. What is the title of our message for today? All right. Why me? Why now? When losses come into our lives. Amen. I want us today to look at someone from the Old Testament that has something to say because he knew what it was to lose. Yes, Job did. But by losing, Job found a way to gain. And I want us to look at his life today. But before we begin, let's just join our hearts in prayer. Praise your name, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for the gift of this beautiful Lord's Day, for this opportunity to gather as your people, to be able to worship you in spirit and in truth. Oh God, we acknowledge that life is not always easy, and often we face losses in life which seem unsurmountable to us. And sometimes we feel like our backs are up against the wall, so to speak, and we wonder, where will our help come from? So today, oh God, as we look at your word, help us to see that our help comes from you. You who have made the heavens and the earth. Help us also to recognize, Lord God, the vast resources that are ours in Jesus Christ and the victory that we are assured. And we give you thanks and praise ahead of time in your mighty name, and all God's people join together to say, amen and amen. All right, saints. In an instant, life can change. Isn't that right? In an instant. Everybody go like that. In an instant, life can change. Now, we saw that a couple of weeks ago. The people of Japan, they were just going about their normal everyday lives. And the sun was shining. They said it was a beautiful day. It was all still and quiet. Then, in an instant, their lives changed. Now, maybe we could be heading to church, maybe to work, maybe to school. It could be that we're in the neighborhood just doing our routine daily lives. And then in an instant, our world can be turned upside down. And we would give anything to go back to the way it was. Well, you know, concerns can mount up in our lives. And we could be just going about our daily lives when all of a sudden things change. I remember on my 50th birthday, I was having a good day, and I was just driving. I was taking a left onto Route 90, and then this car comes through the light and just smashes into me. And thank God I and my dog were fine. The car was totaled. The other lady was okay. But I didn't thought on my birthday I would just trash the car. And I mean, it was like, wow, just in an instant, you know, life can change in an instant. And loss in our lives, saints, is embedded in the process of living. Loss happens to everyone, and it is inevitable. There is no such thing as constant gain in our lives. You see, we have to learn to deal with loss, how to handle losses that come our way. Well, grief is the pain that we experience when we have losses in our lives. And not just the loss of a loved one, but the loss of anything, saints, that is important to us. For example, it could be loss of independence. Say we are used to getting around, and maybe all of a sudden we had fallen and broken our ankle, and so now we can't get around like we're used to. So it could be the loss of mobility. It could be the loss of self-image for some reason. It could be the loss of a career, the loss of a role. So when our kids go off to school, I remember sending all three of them, taking them to school, and I cried all the way back home from each college like a baby. Things were going to be different. So it was a loss of a role. Loss of dreams we have, loss of hope, loss of energy, loss of a family pet, loss of a relationship, loss of a friendship. Well, saints, despite our wish to be able to live in the security of abundance and perfect health, we go through a series of gains and losses in our lives. We go through a series of ups and downs in our lives as individuals, as individual families, and even as the church. And learning to accept both gains and losses, ups and downs, is a sign of wellness. It is a sign of maturity, and it's a sign even of wisdom. Now, losses can be catastrophic, such as we've seen in Japan and in Haiti and other parts of the world. It could be as catastrophic such as the death of a spouse, of a parent, of a child, of a close friend. Or our losses could be minimal losses, such as losing a favorite house plant even. How many have a plant in your house that you just love and you've been keeping it alive and vibrant? Well, the loss of that plant, it touches your heart. It's a loss. Maybe even finding the first dent in your new car. Has anybody, you just came out of the mall and there's a dent in your new car? It's like, oh, here we go. Here goes the first dent. Well, obviously, you know, we have these minor losses. I remember reading The Plain Dealer one day, and I opened it up. I'm like, wow, when did they change the size of the print? And I said, I didn't see any announcement about they were going to do that. And then I looked at a magazine. I'm like, when did they change the size of the print? So I got the idea that my eyes were I just couldn't see like I used to. And so I went to the doctor, and he said, and my kids will not let me live this down. He says I have 20/20 vision, and I just need to go to Mark's and buy these 99-cent glasses. But it was a loss. My eyesight is getting worse. And so when I saw the size print of your Bible, I said, oh, I better find my glasses. Amen. But there was a time when I didn't need those glasses. So that was a loss in my life. We can have little losses in our lives. Even losses, how many felt it when LeBron James left Cleveland? That was a loss for me. It was a loss for a lot of us, you know. So we have all kinds of losses that happen. And obviously, we can handle the minor losses pretty well. But the major losses, saints, can rule our lives for years and years. And we can have feelings of helplessness and confusion and an overwhelming sense of sadness. Saints, if our losses are not handled appropriately, and if we're not handled like adaptively, they can drain the energy right out of us. They can interfere with our ability to fully live in the present. And that's what God desires for us. And if we're not able to deal with our losses, if we're not able to let them go, we can spend our lives under the spell of old issues and past relationships, living in the past and failing to connect with the experiences of the present. Now, saints, there are many reasons why we may find it difficult to deal with our losses. In the first place, the contemporary society that we live in, it doesn't prepare us adequately to deal with losses and to support and to help each other to handle loss. Our society, we're always focusing on gaining, and winning, and more. And there's little social support for grieving and for letting go. So, indeed, saints, we often avoid those who are going through, they're suffering loss. And we say, well, I don't know what to say to them, so I'm not going to go over there. I don't know what to say, so I'm not even going to call them. But at their time of loss, that's when they need us the most, amen. And on a more personal level, we may have difficulty coping with losses because we haven't never gained the tool for accepting loss. We may find it difficult to shoulder loss in our lives. And so when we experience a series of losses without resolving the last one, those losses, they just keep building up and building up, where it may be difficult to handle another one. Such was the case for me not too long ago. Last year, my dog of 11 years, she passed away. It was like at the beginning of the fall. And I really was crushed. It was a big loss for me. But there was a dog in the neighborhood. She was homeless. And she had been around before my dog had died, and I really liked her because she had respected my dog. My dog was old, and she couldn't hardly see, couldn't hardly walk. But this young dog, she respected her, and she could have beat my dog up easy if she had wanted to, but she always like sat from a distance, and I just always appreciated her. And so once she realized she didn't see my dog anymore, she would get a little bit closer, and then I she had been abused herself because she was real like nervous, but she was smart. And so I got where she would even come up and she would eat out of my hand. And so I'm like, oh wow, I'm just so happy. She ended up having some puppies, and me and another neighbor were taking care of her under my neighbor's porch. So I would go every day, and oh, I just love this dog. Well, Christmas time, we went away to our daughter's home for Christmas, and when we got back, I'm like, well, where is Cinnamon? Because she usually would come when I pull in, she would come to the door. I'm like, oh, Gloria. I went the next day. She said, didn't you know the neighbor down the street called the dog pond over Christmas, and they came and got Cinnamon, left the puppies in there. He didn't even tell her there was puppies in there. And they were in there for 3 days without their mother. I called, and they came back, and they were 8 healthy, fat puppies in there because we were doing such a good job of taking care of her, and I considered her mine. And I just felt such a sense of loss. It's like, that is not the way I wanted that relationship to end, because I really, really loved Cinnamon. And so I said, oh, Lord, what am I going to do? Because I was just so sad. I came in the house, and I just started crying, and the kids were like, what's wrong? I said, oh, Cinnamon is gone. Oh, the puppies are gone. And I really never got to see the puppies because we would feed her, and she'd go in. I was looking forward to that day. But for me, it was another loss on top of the one I was still grieving. But, you know, that happens, and our losses just start piling up. So we have heartaches in our lives. We have difficult times. We have sudden losses because in an instant, life can change. So, saints, we can expect them to come into our lives, and we can prepare for them. We know that even those of us who love the Lord Jesus and follow Jesus as Lord, we're not immune. We're not immune to life's losses. Amen. But in Christ, we can find a way to intersect our faith with the losses in our lives. Praise God. Everybody say, because of our faith. Because of our faith. Amen. Because of our faith, saints. Because of our faith, because of our testimony of the goodness of the Lord, there should be something different about how we look who have Jesus Christ than those who don't have Jesus Christ. We're all going through life's challenges, but we as the church need to look different from how the world reacts to their losses. So then, how can we survive sudden loss in our lives, regardless of the type? Well, grief is the emotional experience, and we don't like that feeling. We like fear that feeling. So for the most part, we don't even understand. We just know that grief hurts, and we know that the pain hurts, and we're afraid it's going to overwhelm us and destroy us. So we tend to try to avoid it, lest it cause more suffering. So grief is this complex pain because it lasts longer than we ever think it could, and it's more painful than we think it would be. But I want you to touch a neighbor and just encourage them and say, neighbor, grief is normal. It's normal. It's normal. Grief is normal. It's okay to say grief is normal. We are not taught about grief, and for the most part, we don't know much about it until we are faced with it. Grief is normal, and it is necessary. And grief is not a sign of weakness. Hallelujah. And guess what? Crying is not a sign of weakness either. Amen. Now, there was a study of why perhaps overall women overall live longer than overall men live living longer. And this study was trying to say that it's because women cry more. Amen. Because there is something about letting go. It's like God gave us that so that we can release. You know, it causes us to have maybe less ulcers and problems. We just let it go. So I looked at that study and I says, wow, I'm going to live a long time. With all the crying I do, I'm going to really live a long time. But it's not a sign of weakness. It's a sign that we care. Amen. And it helps us to know that grief is normal. Amen. Now, I have some stages I want to share with you. But the first, we've got to name the loss. Whatever is, just search your heart. Just have some quiet time with the Lord and just ask God to reveal and name the losses. All right, naming the losses, saints, helps us understand and helps us to be able to anchor the loss in our consciousness so that we can work through it. We got to work through our losses. So our lives in Christ, they're meant to be extraordinary. Our lives in Christ are meant to be exciting. Our lives in Christ are meant to be passionate and incredible and purposeful. But never, everybody say never, never trouble-free. All right, never trouble-free. God allows losses in our lives so that others can see how a life connected to Jesus, amen, how it confronts problems, amen, and how it's a very different way from a life that is disconnected from Jesus. Saints, we are empowered by the Holy Spirit, praise God. And the Holy Spirit gives us the ability to be able to respond to hardship like people who are kingdom people, amen. Not like people who seemingly have abandoned God, not like those who have rejected God, not like those who are in rebellion against God, amen. Not like those who are unrepentant before God. When we think God is not involved in our circumstances, you know, we just respond with, oh, I want to blame somebody. Oh, I'm so upset. And we start doing things, anger and hatred and fear and pride and self-centeredness comes in. There's a story of a dad. He had a hard day at work, and so he comes home. He's just so upset. And so he starts yelling at his wife, and she gets all upset. Then she goes and yells at the kid, and the kid gets all upset. And the kid goes and yells at the dog, and the dog gets upset and starts barking. And the dog runs over to the cat and starts barking at the cat, and the cat gets all upset. And the cat starts meowing and runs over to the mouse, and the mouse just goes over and kicks the wall. We get so upset. Anybody can do that. Anybody can do that. Anybody not connected to Jesus. That's why when we get up in the morning, we need to have that time with the Lord, just sitting in God's presence, just allowing God to remind us, I love you and I'm with you. Whatever, it's you and I together. And Jesus asked us, starting in the morning, do you trust that I am involved in your life? Do you trust that I am involved in your circumstance? Do you trust me or not? So the first point I want to bring today is we must keep our faith in God. Say that with me. We must keep our faith in God. Amen. Well, Job chapter 1 verse 20, it says, at this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. He then fell to the ground in worship and said, naked I came from my mother's womb and naked I will depart. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. May the name of the Lord be praised. Praise God, saints. Can you possibly imagine the torment that Job was going through? All those losses. Then another servant said, oh, everything was destroyed. It was just, he lost everything. So most of us, we really can't say we can understand what he went through. Maybe the people in Japan, some of them can say that. Maybe some of the people in Haiti could say that. I mean, Job lost everything. He lost all of his livestock. He lost his servants. He lost his family. He lost his children. He lost everything that made him wealthy. He lost everything that fulfilled him in his life. It was gone. Everything. Everything. That's what happened to Job. And what was his response? Scripture says he fell down and worship God. Hallelujah. He tore his robe. He said, God is good. Anyways, he shaved his head as a symbol of complete agony, a symbol of complete hurt and pain. But scripture says he still worshiped God. And I couldn't imagine how hard that must have been. But saints, no matter what happens to us, as individuals, as families, or as the family of God, no matter how difficult life becomes, we, like Job, must never stop praising God. Never stop loving our Lord. Hallelujah. For you see, saints, God sees the big picture. We only see like a little snapshot. Amen. That's all we can see as we're living here on earth. So since God sees the big picture, we must trust God. We must not become devoured by our loss or bitterness. We must not focus on who can I blame for this situation. Because a thought had come to my mind, oh, that neighbor, I was so upset with him, I could have went down there and said, why did you call on my dog? But I didn't go down there. I said, Lord, I just give it to you, Lord. I give you my loss and my pain to you, Lord God. We have to keep our faith in God alone. And as soon as it is humanly possible, we have to draw ourselves into a place of honest, transparent, deep worship of our loving Heavenly God. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Yes, saints, we must keep our faith in God. And as soon as it's possible, draw ourselves there. Oh, Job didn't say, oh, God, make all this go away. He didn't say, oh, bring everything back right now. Make my life better right now, God. No, he acknowledged that God was God and God was in control. God gave, Job said, and God took away. And for Job, that was the way it was. And so, saints, when we experience loss, we've got to pray too. And it's okay sometimes if we don't know what to pray, if we don't know what to say. Sometimes we hurt so badly, it's like, oh, I don't even know what to pray or say. And so you don't have to. Scripture says, even if you groan, just moan, that the Holy Spirit can take that and intercede that prayer on our behalf. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, we love you so much. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Saints, for many people, our first reaction to loss is to withdraw. We withdraw from God. We withdraw from other people. But at times of sudden loss, don't cut yourself off from communication with God or from others. Amen. Run to God. Run to God. I want you to high five somebody near you and say, run to God. You got to run to the rock. God is able to accomplish whatever concerns you, whatever it is. God is able. Jesus is able. Amen. So keep that communication with God. Secondly, saints, I want to encourage us to maintain our complete trust in God. Now, Job 1:22, it says, in all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Well, saints, as Job struggled with his pain and suffering, he never lost his trust in God. He never lost his faith, hallelujah. He never lashed out against God. He didn't shake his fist to heaven and scream at God. Now, God can handle that. If that's what you have to do, you get out of that as soon as you can, as humanly possible, get out of that. But God can take it even when we say, oh, why God? And God can handle that. But we see that Job was humble, and he held tightly to his faith. Now, that ain't easy to do, amen, when we experience loss, when we've crashed, when we have burnt in this life. We want to blame somebody. We want to scream at God. But, saints, if things are truly, truly going bad, Satan will come up to us, and Satan will be trying to whisper in our ear. Satan will say, well, don't you know if God really loved you, God wouldn't have let that happen to you? Don't you know if God really loved you, you know, God would have did something that this wouldn't have happened? And when Satan whispers those things in our ears, and he is the father of liars, we must say, get behind me, Satan, in the name of Jesus. And we've got to stand and maintain our complete trust in God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise your name, Lord Jesus. We can learn this from Job. Trust in God. Would you high five somebody else and say, neighbor, trust in God. No matter what, trust in God. We learn that from Job because God is working it out. No matter what we see, it's what is unseen, and that is what God is working it out for us. And then the last point, saints, is we must wait upon the Lord. I'm so glad that the praise team read from Isaiah chapter 40 today. Now, Job 14:14 and 15 says, if someone dies, will they live again? All the days of my hard service, I will wait for my renewal to come. That's what Job said. I'll wait for my renewal to come. You will call and I will answer you. You will long for the creature your hands have made. Praise God for Job today. And he said that in verse 14 and 15 of chapter 14. Wait upon the Lord. So today, if any of you are caught up in life's losses today, if you've got some grief in your heart, I want to remind you and encourage you that God is God. God will always be God. God is large and God is in charge. Hallelujah. And God always will be. So if you're caught up in a sudden loss in your life, let's follow Job's example. Wait upon the Lord, because God has not left you. God has not left you. God is still in control. Now, you may not be able to see or understand what's going on, but God does. And God's got your back. High five somebody, say, God's got your back. God's got your back. God's got your back. God's got you. Amen. Praise God. It might be back right now. You might think your life is just about over right now. You may not be able to see hope on the other side right now. But there is hope, friend. There is joy. There is peace. There is victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Can we give the Lord a praise offering for that? I thank you. Woo! Hallelujah. God is large, in charge, and God is working it out for you as individuals and as families and as a church family. Now, I don't understand many of life's sudden losses, but I do know from the Word of God and from living in the Lord Jesus that Jesus will not leave us saints. He said in His Word, I will never, never leave you. I will never forsake you. And so no matter how bad things may seem, amen, Jesus is still with us, praise God. In fact, Jesus loves us so much, saints. He was willing to come. He was willing to suffer, to be beaten, and to die on the cross on our behalf. He did that for us, for His love for us. He died for sins that we deserve that punishment. Jesus didn't deserve that punishment. We deserve that, but He did it for us. He was willing to go to the cross with His own life, so that we might never have to taste separation from God. We would be able to be with the Lord both now and for eternity. Jesus did that for us. His love is awesome for us. So, dear saints, you may feel forsaken or you may feel forgotten, but we're not forgotten. Tell your neighbor, somebody, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten us. God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten us. Praise God, saints. Oh, in our times of loss, God picks us up and God holds us close. We just say, oh, Lord, hold me close. Let your love surround me. Bring me near. Draw me to your side. Oh, Lord, may I experience in deeper and deeper ways the power of your love in my life. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. If you are facing a trial or a test right now in your life, my friend, lift up your head, hallelujah, because God indeed is a shield about you and the lifter of our heads. Sometimes we can go through losses and we got so much going on, our heads feel so heavy and we just want to walk around. It's like, how much does my head weigh? Oh my goodness. But when we can't even lift up our heads, the Lord lifts our heads. Praise God for us. Oh, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus, because your answer is already on the way. Praise God. Don't allow Satan to rob you or destroy your victory. Don't allow Satan to convince you that all is lost. Don't listen to his deceiving, lying voice. Listen to the voice of the Lord. Take time in your morning devotions as you go through the day and you pray. Sometimes you shoot up dark prayers. Sometimes you have opportunity to really pray. Get in the Word of God. Know what those promises are. Know that you can stand on those promises. And redemption is nearer than we think. For saints, it won't be long until this world and all its troubles will be left behind. Hallelujah! The troubles of this world will soon be over. And we're going to be able to shout, hallelujah, when we see the King of Glory in all of his splendor. Amen. When we will be in his presence, when we will see the Lord Jesus face to face. Scripture says we will be like him. Hallelujah. And what a wonderful day that will be. Amen. When my Jesus I will see. We're all going to just sit at his face and just behold his face and his grace. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? But you know what, saints? Until then, that day when troubles will all be over, until that day, we got to keep on keeping on in the Lord. Our hearts have to keep on singing. We have to keep on staying focused on God, trusting in God, and having faith in God, and just keep on keeping on with the Lord. Wait upon the Lord, Scripture says. Put your trust and faith in the Lord Jesus, and he will let your spirit rise up and soar above this world. As Scripture says, he'll put your spirits on the eagle's wings, hallelujah, and you're going to be strengthened for the journey ahead. Hallelujah. Can't you feel it? Amen. Waiting on the Lord. And Scripture says, by patient, everybody say patient, patiently waiting, placing our wholehearted faith and trust in Jesus, trusting in him totally, we will have our strength renewed. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. God is working it out for our good. High five somebody one more time and say, God is working it out for our good. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Let's join our hearts in prayer. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your love that is always and ever towards us. Lord, in the midst of it all, whether we're going through ups and downs, Lord, whether it's easy or it's not, oh God, help us to see that our help comes from you, Lord God, who made both the heavens and the earth. Help us, oh God, to recognize the vast resources that are ours in you, Lord Jesus Christ, and for the victory that we are assured. So we say thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've already done. Thank you for what you're doing right now and for what you yet shall do in, through, and for we, your people. And it's in Jesus' mighty, mighty name that all God's people now join together to say amen and amen. Praise God.